Exodus chapter 22. If a man steals an ox or sheep, and slaughters it, or sells it, he shall repay 5 oxen for the ox, and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a burglar is caught breaking in, and is struck down and dies, the striker has no guilt of bloodshed. If the striker does it in broad daylight, he is guilty of bloodshed. Otherwise, the burglar must certainly repay, and if he does not have the means, he will be sold for his burglary. If the stolen goods are plainly found in his possession, whether an ox or a donkey or a sheep, alive, he shall repay double. If a man consumes the produce of a field or vineyard, or sends his cattle in, and it feeds in the fields of another person, on the best part of his field, or on the best part of his vineyard, he shall pay compensation. If a fire breaks out and spreads to thorns, and a stack of corn or the standing corn or the field is consumed, he who lit the fire will certainly pay compensation for the fire damage. If a man gives his neighbour money or goods to keep for him, and they are stolen from the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall repay double. If the thief cannot be found, the owner of the house will approach the representatives of God to see whether he laid his hand on his neighbour's property or not. For every criminal matter, for an ox, for a donkey, for a sheep, for an item of clothing, for any lost item which someone claims to be his, the dispute between the two of them will come to the representatives of God. The one the representatives of God condemn will pay double to his neighbour. If a man gives his neighbour a donkey or an ox or a sheep or any cattle to keep for him, and it dies or is wounded, or it is rustled with no one seeing it, an oath to the Lord will be made between the two of them that he did not lay his hand on his neighbour's property, and its owner will accept it, and the other will not have to pay. But if it was evidently stolen from him, he will compensate its owner. If it has been badly mauled, let him bring the mauled animal as evidence, and he will not have to pay. And if a man borrows anything from his neighbour, and it becomes wounded or dies, when the owner of it is not present, he will certainly pay compensation. If the owner of it is present, he shall not pay. If he is a hired labourer, it is a matter of his hire arrangements. If a man seduces a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he will certainly purchase her as his wife with a dowry. If her father resolutely refuses to give her to him, he shall weigh out silver according to the dowry of virgins. You shall not let a sorceress live. Everyone who lies with cattle will certainly be put to death. He who sacrifices to any gods except the Lord alone will be solemnly executed. You shall not maltreat a foreigner or oppress him, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You shall not ill-treat any widow or orphan. If you nevertheless ill-treat him, considering how he would doubtlessly cry out to me, I will certainly hear his crying out, and my anger will be kindled, and I will kill you by the sword, and your wives will become widows, and your sons orphans. If you lend money to my people, to the poor in your society, you shall not be, as it were, a lender at interest to him. You shall not impose interest on him. If you take your neighbour's clothing in a pledge at all, you shall return it to him by sunset. For it is his only covering, it is his clothing for his skin. Otherwise, with what can he lie down? And it will be the case that if he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am gracious. You shall not despise the representatives of God, nor curse a leader among your people. You shall not be late in offering your full produce or your extracted liquids. You shall give me the firstborn of your sons. This is what you shall do with your ox and your sheep. It shall be 7 days with its mother, then on the 8th day you shall give it to me. And you will be holy men to me, and you shall not eat flesh mauled in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs.